I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Boom! Should I start things off?
Yes, yes.
Alright, this is a sharing moment for people who are listening and all of us involved right now. You're a safe in this area when I ask this question. Just be honest, be true. Okay. It's personal, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What song?
Is this like the keyboards thing again?
Sorry.
Okay. It's safe. Sorry.
What song do you love to death but are embarrassed to admit you love? Chantel.
Mm. Oh God. See, I'm not, I can't.
Don't.
Okay. Dollar.
That's a dollar.
Ten, but I said, yeah, it's $10. Yeah. Okay, yeah, dollar.
Okay, big man.
Dollar. Awesome. Calypso song, dollar.
That's not too bad. That's a tune. That's our childhood.
Yeah.
Big man.
That's a good question. I'll probably have to say the Wham rap.
Wow. It's a safe space. Whoa.
Safe space. Don't judge me.
Safe space.
All right, we can move on now. Anyway, it's not showing
up. What's yours? Hey, yo.
What?
So what's yours, bro? What's yours?
Justin Bieber's Never Say Never. Anyway, start showing. Okay, hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is and that's why we messed up the podcast about nerdery, geekism, and awesome between from a South London postcode. Joining me is my sister Shanna's.
What's up?
On the other side, big man, how you doing, Booger Red?
I'm good. I'm just taken back by that announcement. But yeah, all is good.
You've never done an intro in this entire 4 seasons.
I have my reasons.
And clearly, impeccable delivery in almost in one breath. Well done, Bieber.
Okay. To be fair. What I want to talk about later, kind of.
I think I know how this links. Yeah. I've got a really bad. Yeah. I've got a feeling I know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm thrown because I've always done the intro, barring one other time a big man did it, and that threw me then, and it threw me now. But actually, bruv, it's your turn. So what are we talking about? This has been a week.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week with a few drops of trailers, news, announcements, and so on and so forth. So let's go with the announcement that they officially casted for Fantastic Four.
Dropped it beautifully. Dropped it as a Valentine's Day card on beautifully. With a beautiful woman. Do we know who did that at all? Was it not been said?
I'm not too sure, to be honest, big man.
But yeah. If you haven't seen it, check out I think it's Marvel Studios Instagram, and it's basically just a drawing of an of the Fantastic Four with who has been cast in it as a Valentine's Day gift. And what do we think about that?
Well, we all have respect for Daddy himself, Mr. Pascal. So that's not even a question.
Yeah,
I have always liked Vanessa Kirby. Ever since Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, she's been one of my secret crushes.
Yeah, she was good at Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm not too familiar with what's his name, Eben Moss.
Yes, he is in there.
In the Bear. Yeah. Yeah, he's good in the Bear.
Okay. He is perfect.
He's really good in the Bear. Yeah. So I kind of like, oh, I get it, because yeah, he's really good in the Bear. But to be fair, like the Bear's just full of so many heavy hitters. I have to cover that another time. But he's good.
Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm. I'm liking that, because I do like Joseph Quinn. I think he's like, because like he had this coming out party in Stranger Things.
Yeah,
and like there's been a lot of love shown his way. So I feel like he's a good. That's a good casting. I feel like he's in the right age gap as well. So I feel like that's good casting.
I feel like he's right, like how Chris Evans was right.
Yeah, to be fair, like Chris, love or hate those films, the Tim Story ones. I thought the casting was on point. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was.
The casting was on point. Evans. Michael.
Yeah, like, Michael Chickens was perfect. like everyone was so good. Everyone was so good. So like, I still have love for those films. I don't care what anyone says. Those films always are like my. I don't even call it a guilty pleasure, because I was open in like loving those films. So.
You know what? I'm gonna take the mic for a minute. Can we address guilty pleasure? Can we address it? Can we address guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
You know I don't believe in them, right?
Right.
Yes.
Because it's like, okay, people, come in close. Come in. Bring the podcast. Come close. Shh.
Is this too close?
No, that's all right. That's fine.
Okay,
actually.
Cool. All right, cool.
Right, literally here.
Okay.
Right, people, you're allowed. Okay, look around. To like what you like.
Shut up! No, you can't.
Come close. Not that close. Cool. You can like whatever you like. Okay. Some things just hit us, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Except if it's Justin Bieber, but we'll talk about it another time. I feel shamed.
I feel shamed. I feel judged.
Don't feel ashamed.
This is a safe space.
Don't feel shamed. Don't feel judged. I'm just joking.
Why'd you shame me? You shame me.
You can like whatever it is. If you on the Friday have to put on some tunes, some System of Down, it's okay. If you have to put on Teletubbies theme tune, put it on. It's okay. That's all I have to say. That's all. It's okay. We can ease off now and get back to our regularly scheduled program.
That literally sounded like regularly sexual crowdown. That's what it sounded like when it came out of my mouth. But anyway,
that's my new one. The regularly sexual crowdown. Right, okay, thank you. That's a new one. Next to Twix.
Crowdown?
Okay. Cool. Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to get on the trailers and the trailers. So we had
trailers.
So we had Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine. Today we had X-Men 94, the continuation 97 the continuation of the old school X-Men cartoon or animated series, one called it. Then we also had, for my sister who loves this musical, Wicked. And recently Shinto shared a film with us that came out of nowhere for us called Sting, which is a spider horror film, which I'm quite surprised Shinto shared that, considering that she is a huge arachnophobe. But but anyway, enough about that. Let's talk about those trailers one by one. So, Deadpool 3, how are we feeling about it, peeps?
I'm afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'm afraid to have hope. I've been hurt so many times before.
Okay, all right. How disappointed were you of any of the Deadpool films?
But to be fair, I love the Deadpool films.
There you go. Stop it then. Stop it.
I love the Deadpool films. Did you guys notice the Secret Wars comic at the end?
There's a lot, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Secret Wars comic.
Also,
the thing for the Deadpool thing, like I said, fan of the films, not going to fault them. But this is where I have to be a little bit real. As what you said, I don't want to be hurt, which hopefully we probably won't. I'm just the whole pegging comment at the beginning. I looked at that and I thought, okay, that is just typical Deadpool. I wouldn't expect anything less. But on the flip side, people got at She-Hulk for saying it was too in jokes, too much looking at the camera. it didn't work, and yet Deadpool's doing it. But as I've said in people, self-defense, watch the previous Deadpool, you know what to expect. If you've read a Deadpool comic, you know what to expect.
Watch, read, or play any kind of Deadpool media and see what he does. That's what he's been doing from day one. I mean, like, in the early days of the comics, he wasn't like that. He was more serious, but as time went on, he became a fourth wall breaking merc with mouth. So, so like, if you don't want that shit, if you want, like, people have to find something to complain about. Just this is why I hate people. People suck.
Not you, listeners. No, you don't suck. You're fine. You're okay. You're part of the... You come in.
I did notice. I don't know if anyone else noticed. You're in the trailer. The variant of Logan.
Logan?
Wait,
what?
Logan what?
Oh, you mean Patch.
There you go.
Because you saw him at the croupé table. You could tell it was his hair.
He was wearing the white
jacket, and I was like, yeah, that's Patch.
Yeah.
And obviously the appearance by Pyro from the X-Men series.
Yeah,
that got me, actually. I wasn't expecting that.
Also, the pegging bit was basically reference to the stuff that was cut out when it's on Disney.
That is true.
So it's like the pegging bit literally is like, this is the stuff that's cut out from Deadpool 2 it's on Disney Plus right now. And it's like, okay. And once again, as you said, if you haven't played the games or anything else, then and you don't like being mugged to the camera and breaking the fourth wall, that's literally all that Deadpool has done, next to breaking himself. Also, I've got to say, Deadpool 2, the whole montage with the people with them all going to battle is honestly one of the things that gives me life every time. And if you can watch it and watch the uncut version and get through without weighing yourself, you're a better person than me, because I can't.
Agreed.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. They're going to pull out the bag with it. I think it can be a good realignment of MCU, because I saw them went in hard with the whole, you know, Marvel. And in the background, you saw the 20th Century Fox sign in pieces. I was like, okay.
Also, that you say, you can say he's having a battle. Is that Sokovia he's in?
I'm not too sure. 100%. I'm 100%.
I couldn't say, because obviously I don't know how they're going to play, especially if we're involving the TVA from Loki. Yeah. So all bets are off. I guess we'll see. But I'll be intrigued.
Okay, moving on. X-Men 97.
Oh my! This is fresh. Like we only saw this a couple of hours ago. Yeah. I don't that.
The
that got me
feels the are feels real.
Are so
real.
So real. Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like when it comes out, I need to watch it on a Saturday morning with cereal and pajamas. Or is that just me?
Nope. Yeah, no. I need to be comfy. I need to be comfy.
Comfy. Beyond comfy. Oh my. I'm so excited.
Like, a part of me is kind of disappointed that they couldn't get the original cast.
Yeah.
But and then another thing, because like, when it comes to the voice of Wolverine in any kind of media bar in the live action films, Steve Bloom is my Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a shame they couldn't get him, because like, in any kind of media I've listened to, I've heard that man's voice. It's always been Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, because when I heard he's not doing the voice of the new Wolverine, the new game. That disappointed me as well. But again, like I said, I don't know the situation. I don't know if he might have refused it for all I know. He might not have been asked, which would suck even more. But it's a shame. But at the same time, I get it. It's been a long bloody time.
Yeah.
So, but I am off. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I have such a smile on my face where I watched that today. And it literally just brought me back to Saturday mornings. Was it DJ Catch show that showed that in the UK? I can't remember who showed
it. One of them. It was on Sky One. So I'm assuming it probably was DJ Cat.
And I just had flashbacks of 10:30 a.m. No talking. I'm watching X-Men with Rice Krispies or something with a bowl, and that was life for me. And it's just positive vibes and me smiling
God, there are the songs that just make you just want to get boom, just get hyped, just like you start popping up, boom. Right, get your gear on, guys, let's do it.
Yeah,
suit up. We bring out that music
every time we can on this podcast, and we will never stop, because it is intrinsic. as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the hype was so real, and even the trailer, the last piece, blah, sorry, the last clip of that trailer with that breaking announcement by said character, I saw that and went, oh, I'm so in. Mm-hmm. I'm so in. Every last minus me, can't wait.
Okay, all right. So this one is near and dear to your heart. How are you feeling about the Wicked trailer?
Originally, when I heard about it, I did that thing where I was like, I'm going to disengage until I see a trailer. Then I saw a trailer and I was just like, Cynthia. When I saw Elphabet in microbraids, that may have sent me to the stratosphere. I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me? I am excited. Michelle, yeah. Then I saw Michelle and I lost it completely. I was like, what? Yeah, okay. I unashamedly, I have seen Wicked 7 times. It was even my hen do that we went to see Wicked. We had to bow out of seeing Wicked so that my daughter and Instant Classic can go and see it. Because I was like, I could let you go, or I could let them go without me, and it's fine.
To be fair, at that point, I've only seen it. That was my second time seeing that.
Your second time, yeah, was it? I think it was Bubba's first time?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Bubba's first time. But, yeah, I'm very excited. I will be watching. And it's in two parts. That is just Wicked Part 1. They're doing it into two. I'll be intrigued to see, even though I do love it, I'm intrigued to see how they can make it. Like, do they have enough to make two films? But I'm very excited. I'm intrigued, and I'm here for it.
Okay. All right, let's
I won't sing. I'm holding myself back from singing. Okay.
All right, so let's move on to today's question of the day, which I gave you a few days notice on that, and you know the question is. So in the grand scheme of films, cartoons, whatever you've seen over the years, I want you to name me your favorite or your top three training montages. Now, a training montage is defined by two things. So it should show progression of a character or introduction of a character. For example, Captain America and Winter Soldier series, or Falcon and Winter Soldier series. When Sam Wilson was doing his training session, when he was getting ready to train him with the Shield, getting ready to be put on the red, white, and blue for the first time, leaving some room to the left when he was jogging for Cap, which always
gets on your left.
That was progression of a character.
Yes.
Now, Mills, Jackie Chan, Yuen Biao, Sammo Hung, old school kung fu or action film, if you want to call it. The introduction, the opening was the training montage between Yuen Biao and Jackie Chan. Yeah, and it was one hilarious at the same time badass, because like one, you got Yuen Biao using the stick man like technically, artistically, and then Jackie Chan one time walks away.
That's it. Walks away. I'm gonna put it in the description. I'm gonna put it in the description so you get to see it, because it's one of my favorites, but I haven't chosen it today. Yes. So yeah.
So there you go. Those are the examples of training montage we're talking about. So with that said, lady and gentlemen.
Yo.
Sister, what is your first choice?
My first choice is, for me, the one that started it all, which is Jackie Chan in Snake and Eagle Shadow.
Nice choice.
I had to choose that one because that is the one that I also deliberately didn't choose the other obvious one because my brother's on
Drunken Master, so, I'm assuming,
of course.
And you know what, I didn't choose it.
Wow, shock. I'm genuinely shocked. I'm genuinely shocked. I was torn between,
don't get me wrong, like, Jackie Chan's gonna be on this list, but it wasn't that training montage.
Yeah. And it was hard because, like, it's got to be a training montage. So a lot of things couldn't. Like, you know, I love me some Cynthia Rothrock, but Cynthia Rothrock doesn't have any training montages.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. She just kicks ass.
She just kicks ass. Bless her forever. But yeah, that one, Snake and Eagle Shadow, Sam C training with the stick, literally that is when I saw that and I was completely hooked. And nothing ever ever, just, it just blew me away. I started watching martial arts heavy from watching Snake in the Eagle Shadow. And I have done the good, the bad, and the in-between. I've done Snake in the Monkey Shadow. I've gone through, I've done a lot. But Snake in, that was when I was introduced to Sam Seed and Jackie Chan with some luscious hair. Let's talk about the luscious hair on Jackie Chan in that one.
Jackie Chan was still like... That you kind of forget how long Jackie Chan's been doing this for, because like, and he was still, and like, he was like, you think he looked, because how he looks now, you think he was in his 20s, like around that time, he was like 30, like if I'm mistaken, he was like 34.
Yeah, and he doesn't, he still looks like a baby.
Yeah, and he looks like a, yeah, I look older than him. Yeah, and I probably still look, I still look older than him now, technically, if I want to look.
What? No, I've seen pictures, but don't do that. Mm-hmm. I love Jackie, but no, bro. If you don't look like Jackie Chan right now,
all right. But Snake in the Shell does. That's it. That does hit different. Yeah. All right, big man, what you got?
Ooh, that's, I want to follow. For me, the one I have to come up with, my first choice, bit of a swerve. This one is from one of my favorite franchises of all time, The Empire Strikes Back.
Of course.
You know what? I can't even argue with it. I want to.
No.
Because it's not your typical training montage, but it was training.
No. Yeah.
And I want to argue. I really want to argue. Because there's no music.
No. Do or do not. Yeah. I'm
kind of annoyed.
Brother's set to be like, that's wrong. That's
Okay, whoever this is, can you argue this, please? Because I want to argue it, but I don't really. Wow. I can't.
It is right there. The whole sequence of Luke climbing, running with Yoda on his back, learning the Force,
which is still rude, by the way. Still rude. I don't. I knew it was for the day, so I was like, "That's why am I on your back?" Sam Seed was rude, but I think for some reason Yoda. I mean, Sam Seed would literally smoke on you and tell you to keep working. Something about being made to be a beast of burden that I'm just not feeling.
But you see, 6 degrees of separation. I think Empire Strikes Back, that scene, and it throws back to Deadpool. Because I always remember that line that Deadpool's missus refers to that scene as you're riding a bitch's back like Yoda on Luke. That always catches my head. I know it never leaves. But that training scene, I absolutely love it, because you see the progression of Luke finally realizing, okay, I'm learning now. You see the progression from a boy becoming a man. Mm. It is one of my favorite training scenes of all time, and easily my favorite Star Wars film out of the whole lot.
Okay. Hands down.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you, bro? Like,
go on, bro. What's your one?
All right, so my... Okay, so my first one's a joint one. I put them both together because they're the same type of film, but kind of different at the same time. So it's the MMA film. So it's going to be Never Back Down.
I knew it! I was like, I bet myself £5, it was going to be Never Back Down. I knew it!
As I was saying before I was really interrupted, Never Back Down / Warrior.
Oh yeah, I forgot we've got different names.
Yeah, so Warrior with Tom Hardy, Joe Edgerton, and then we got the Never Back Down with Sean Ferris and actually not Evan Peters,
Diamantel
Hansu, and Amber Heard. Okay,
You mean Amber Heard? Yeah,
but like those are the first films, like mainstream films, to actually do mixed martial art choreography well, because previously no one had been able to really do it. Like it just made it look, they would put generic action choreography, which didn't work with MMA, and you couldn't really, it wasn't really portrayed authentically. But with these two films in particular, you've got Never Back Down, you've got your MMA Karate Kid, with Warrior, you've got your MMA Rocky, and and like the training montages for like in all of them are just on point, especially like with Never Been. I will say it's a bit more unrealistic in the sense that it feels like he learned how to do mixed martial arts in like 2 weeks, which kind of pisses me off.
2 weeks, I'm gonna say,
because I'm 5 years in and I'm still basic as shit. And
how are you doing then in 2 weeks?
and Warrior, basically it was just the integral intersecting shots of both the brothers training. So you have Tom Hardy, you have Joel, and like the different styles of their training and just the different how they approach MMA. And like you can tell that Edgerton is like the more technical fighter, and Hardy is the more brute force, blunt force trauma fighter, and it just captures both worlds so well. And again, like I said, I'm not saying they're the best films in the world, but they do a fucking good job in entertaining and telling the story. So
Hardy does fight for real. He's
last time I checked, he was a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, but I think he's got I think he's actually gone.
Yeah, I think he qualified the other day. Yeah.
So
not that I'm stalking him at all.
Yeah, no, you highlight so well. So that was my first choice.
Cool.
All right.
I knew it was never back down. I was like, it's gonna never back down.
I don't hide my love for the film.
You so don't. Have you got a Blu-ray?
Huh? Of course I've got a Blu-ray.
Oh, wicked. You got a steelbook.
I'm a big man, calm down.
That's true, sorry. I forgot I was talking to you for a second.
All right, sis, number two.
Okay.
I predict that everyone's going to have a Rocky film on their list. I'm going to say it now.
Okay. My number two is not a Rocky film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My number two is the Family Guy montage with Brian taking the piss out of Rocky. That is one of my favorites. With literally them doing the whole of Rocky IV montage and then ending by going,
I do remember
we just spent the whole time working out. Yeah. You've got an exam in 2 hours. Oh shit, yeah. And because that is my favorite, because it's the whole thing of them, and they even get the song Hearts of Fire from Rocky IV.
That's what I want to do.
It's because it tickles me so much. Because they did Dragon! He climbs the mountain. They had this wonderful shot, and it's like, ding, 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 ding. And then Brian, the student just goes, we really should be studying. He's like, oh yeah, I've just been working out for the past time. And I'm like, finally. But yeah, that's my favorite because it is just, it's just funny to me. Yeah. So you're right, bruv. It's Rocky adjacent, but not quite Rocky.
Dodgy.
Because I had a feeling that someone's going to pick one. And I was like, I'm not going to go there.
Again, like, it doesn't matter.
No, it's because you know what it is that you can get caught up in the which are the best versus what's your favorite. Do you get what I mean? And I feel like on this podcast, we can go online and regurgitate a list, right? But there's a difference between regurgitating a list and having things that actually mean something to us and inspiring the people who listen to us to look at things a little bit differently and search for things that are a little bit off the beaten track. So, like Warrior. I mean, I have other reasons of why I enjoy watching Warrior, but pervert. I invite you to definitely give it a watch.
Pervert.
I'm not a pervert at all.
Everyone's a pervert, hon. You just need to be honest about it.
Anyway, moving swiftly onwards. So mine is that one. Okay. What's yours, big man?
This one is...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Definitely, I'm surprised I've even included this. Because,
why are you surprised? You chose it. No one else was there for you.
No, to be fair, I recently rewatched this film and I looked at it in a completely different light. But since you mentioned it, Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
Fuck.
Oh my, bro.
I can't argue that. I cannot argue. I don't want to. I'm not.
I wish I had a sound effect like an explosion or a purr. I need something. Big man, you're a motherfucking G. I have to agree.
That is absolute genius.
That's genius.
Because that is a training montage. Hungry eyes, you got because me. Yeah.
She can't even do the merengue.
Yeah.
That's a quote. She can't even do the merengue. Oh, and you see clear progression. There's music. I believe Hungry Eyes is a part of the.
Hungry Eyes is
a part of it, but it's like another song as well that's a part of it. And it's in parts because she also has to do the water bit. Now, and you see clear progression. Well,
see now we're considering one of them because I can put like you got served on there.
Big man came out the gate. I love it.
He's beautiful.
He's throwing punches.
Like a training montage.
I love me some Dirty Dancing. Once again, not about a good pleasure. I love it. Even though it took me years to figure out there was an abortion thing on it. Took a long time to figure that out.
I thought I was Footloose.
No, that's not. Footloose is actually quite a silly ass storyline. There's actually nothing illicit in Footloose.
But wasn't there a coat hanger thing?
No, that's Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. The whole reason is that basically Penny has to go and get an abortion because she got pregnant off dude. I'm not giving a spoiler because the film is so old.
Yeah, it feels like a billion years old. If you haven't seen it by now, get over it. Watch the musical.
R.I.P. Swayze. Yeah. But yeah, the awful towel guy got her pregnant.
Mm.
So
okay, I remember. Okay,
she had to replace her. That's why she baby's needed because she's replacing Penny. Penny's gonna go and do because the out of state guy's coming to perform said procedure. That's why it happens. Whereas in Footloose, Kevin Bacon's family moved to a town where they don't dance. They don't dance because a kid died, and they blamed dancing. No, he wasn't dancing at the time.
That makes sense.
He went to a dance, and after the dance, there was an incident, and he died. So the town blamed dancing and banned dancing. And essentially, the training montage is when... Actually, oh my god, there's a training montage of Footloose. I'm not joking. There is. That's a training montage. Chris Penn can't dance.
So like they actually even the remake they actually do that.
Yeah.
With, what's his name? Miles. What's his name? Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. There is.
Yeah. And then they do that whole thing where he can't dance. And I was about to say there isn't one, but that would be a damned lie. So yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yours, bro.
Okay, well I'm sticking to the traditional martial arts, so
That is shaking me to my core, big man. Thank you so much.
All right, so
go, bro, what's yours?
All right, so like I said before, Jack Chan is on the list, which is gonna be this one, the selection now. It's from his directional debut. He did a film called Fearless Hyena. Now, like I said, this is Jack Chan's first director film. This is your typical, like, he killed my father, I must get revenge kind of thing. It's basically this, because the premise is that Jackie Chan's grandfather taught a certain style of martial arts, which is hated by this other clan. And so the clan planned to wipe out by killing all the masters, all the descendants who deal with that martial arts. That makes sense. So after he kills his grandfather, Genkin goes into, he's taught the more advanced style of this martial arts. Mm-hmm. And then there's a training montage, which was ripped off in No Surrender.
So yeah.
The best way to describe it is a vertical push-up sit-up.
Yeah.
A vertical push-up inverted sit-up. Let's describe it. So basically, he's tied from his ankles. He pushes off his board, and then he swings out and does a sit up without bending his knees. It's weird. It's hard to describe it, but it's fucking amazing. And I gotta say, it's the best shape. If you want to see Jackie Chan is in the best shape of his life, watch that film. The man was shredded. You could grate cheese on his fucking abs. That's how he was. He was like in the best shape of his life in that film. We're talking like 1979. This is before like Marvel Jack getting jacked. This was peak Jackie.
This is peak eggs, chicken, and that's it.
Fierce Hyena is my second choice.
You know what? I honestly would have thought that Meals on Wheels was going to be in there, but you did it intro.
Yeah, I was going to, but I saw, I'm going to use that as an example.
It's Meals on Wheels.
Because Meals on Wheels is the traditional.
That's it.
Wheels on Wheels.
Cool. Okay.
So, sis, your last choice.
Okay, my number one. Because I was so annoyed at the fact that I couldn't get Cynthia Rothrock in. And I wasn't going to do the technicality. I had to look again and ask the question. And I was getting frustrated because I like this, I like that. And then I realised what you'd asked me, which is what's my favourite.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the director is a bit trash,
mm-hmm.
I have to give credit where credit is due to the actress. So it has to be. Kill Bill Volume 2, The Cool Tutelage of Pai Mei. Every goddamn time. Every Uma Thurman, every time. I watched Kill Bill Volume 1 pregnant, and I watched Kill Bill Volume 2 after I'd given birth. And I had The Cool Tutelage of Pai Mei. Right, okay, for those who don't know, this is when the bride has been buried underground in a pine box. And she flashes back to her training. And it's just all of it. The only thing that's missing that I'm upset about is the fact that they cut out Michael J. White out of the beginning sequence.
Mm.
That is, to me, that should have been kept in. Because
sacrilege.
That would have just...
Absolute
sacrilege. And I'm going to try and find that and show that. But The Cruel Tutelage of Pai Mei is basically, it's just like, it is an homage to Shaw Brothers and The Master and every single kind of like old school martial arts training sequence, but executed by Uma Thurman. And Uma Thurman answered the question, can this white girl do martial arts? And her answer was, yes, I can. Now watch me. And one of the things I love, and I've got to say, I have to big up my brother for putting this out at the time, because I was so psyched. And I remember afterwards we were talking about, cause I couldn't stop obsessing about it. And there's the part in the beginning when the whole thing starts where Pai Mei says, if you can put a hand on me once, I will bow down and call you master. And she does it and you miss it. And that's when you know that Pai Mei will teach her everything.
Mm.
Because throughout the whole thing, they tell you why the other assassins, and why Bill himself wasn't up to task. And everyone gets an ass kicking from Pai Mei, whether they like it or not. But it's the fact that he says, and she does it, because she literally gets in there, does a thing, and literally gets at his neck in the first 2 minutes. I love that. But it's almost like, yeah, I'm not going to bow on Queen Master, but I will respect you as my equal, and I will teach you. And that is brutal, because it has all of the hallmarks in it. The long steps, hitting things that you don't need to, like walls and shit, all of it. And it's my favorite, and I will love it forever. The Cruel Tutelage of Pai Mei. Big up Uma Thurman every time.
Amen. Amen.
I like it. I disagree with that. Standing choice.
I was torn, though. I was torn. It was between that and another one. But
what's the other one?
Kickboxer.
Oh, that was on the list as well. I was thinking about doing the kickbox. Mm. So that was good. That would have been a good one.
That was tall because I loved that one so yeah, hard. Yeah. So yeah,
that's
yeah,
fair. Yeah. Okay, big man, okay. What you got for me? Come in. Ooh. Surprise me again. I dare you.
Yeah, what you got? Yeah, because I'm now like, what you got for me?
This one, how can I describe it? Okay, Batman Begins.
Nice. That's actually not bad. That's not a bad choice, to be fair. That's actually really decent. Yeah, I like that.
If we're going to go out the game, be like, cool running. So I'll be like, what the? Wow.
No. To be fair, I was torn because I had... Batman Begins was definitely one of my personal favourites.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I don't know where I'm in some nostalgia. I've been watching a lot of different stuff recently. I watched the animated Mulan. A couple of days ago.
Oh, that would have been a good choice. That would have been a good choice. That would have been a good choice.
Let's get down to business. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Batman Begins. Everyone knows how much I love that trilogy. The whole Bruce Wayne being trained by Henri Ducard at the time. That whole sequence of him learning the skills to become what he's due to become, everything, the learning, the whole, even the comedic scene of him learning on the ice and thinking he's mastered it and then actually going for it. Superb. Yeah. And that's, for me, everyone knows how much I love that trilogy. So for me, Batman Begins. How about you, bro?
All right. So,
big one.
All right. So I, see, now I was stumped by this one because I knew it had to be a Rocky, but the question was which one? Because
I think I know which one.
No, you don't. I know which one you're thinking, and I was going to go for that one, but I decided to go Rocky Balboa.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Creed.
I was really tempted because
you were going to go Creed.
See, because like my main choices were, okay, I had it down to like three. So it was either going to be Rocky IV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or Rocky Balboa. Now, Rocky IV is probably that's my favorite montage because that's when Rocky became an action film and stopped being a film about boxing. It was an action film. Let's be straight up, because Rocky I, II, III, those were all boxing films. Rocky IV was a straight up action film because he was stopping a war between America and Russia. Let's call it a fact. His token black friend got killed and he went to revenge. So yeah, let's just call it what it was. But
it had lines.
I must break you. It was literally Rocky taking on Red Sonja and fucking and He-Man. So, you know, like...
Let's leave Sonja out. It's not Sonja's fault, man. We got Bridget Nelson every goddamn time.
And with Creed, I love Creed. I still haven't watched 2 or 3 properly yet because I'm not ready for it yet. But I love Michael B every day. And I love the training, the montage, because it was just a modern take on the Rocky II's montage with the crew. Instead of you have the brothers with their pets just driving down, and I was like, yes, okay, you got me. But Rocky Balboa, for two reasons why I had to be that one, is because one, Rocky Balboa had probably one of the best speeches in a film. The how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. The keep moving forward speech is still reiterated to this day, and it's just you can relate to it regardless of what you're going through. Like, it doesn't have to be about boxing. It doesn't have to be about a competition. It's about life. And that it just hits different every time you hear it, and the training montage was just perfect because you had Duke from the old films talking about may he rest in peace. You're old. You can't do sparring because you can't handle it. We can't really do this, but we can build muscle. We're going to get some power in you. Oh. And I was just like, let's do it. let's do it. I was ready.
He's a fighting machine.
Because it was the moment where he said all that, and then he just like he twisted his neck, just getting, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. doing this too. And then the music goes, da, 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 da. Like, okay, it's back.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
And like, at the back of your mind, you know that Rocky's not going to win.
You can't.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't, you hope and you believe, and you could just for a second, you can believe he will have, he has a punch his chance. He might just do it. He doesn't. Deleted scene, he didn't, and deleted scene. But, I'm kind of glad they went with the ending of him losing, because, like, let's be fair, like, regardless of, like,
yeah,
and age is just a number, but at the same time, there's only so much your body can take at that age. But Rocky Balboa is that's number three, and every day, just keep moving forward, people.
Have you seen that video going around of the young kid doing the Rocky speech on the steps of Philadelphia to Sylvester Stallone?
No,
it's so good. It's this kid who's basically like, he's memorized a speech of the Rocky speech. He's like, to this day, you gotta keep going. What? And he's doing it at Sylvester Stallone. He's doing it back to him. And I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna put it out there because it's so good. Because this kid just knows it. Like, he just knows it and he's inspired and he's saying it. And the kid is like, looks like an extra from Bugsy Malone. Swear down. But he just does it. And you're just like, oh my God. Like, there's so many quotables. There's so many things in Rocky. Like, I remember watching Rocky and our parents jumping up. Agreeing like, come on! Like, when, like, why, like, when, like, what, on the second one?
Yeah,
Clamber Lang, when they both watch each other that's the third one. Sorry, yeah. The second one, where Creed and him both knock each other the fuck out. And they're like, come on! Get up! Or that, aunties were screaming. Oh my Lord!
Yes, we did it!
We did it! Yes, baby! No, I love it! Oh my God!
Okay,
did we just go to the end?
Did we just go to the end?
Yeah, we finished, didn't we? We finished our three.
Yeah, but we do have time to add some more questions. I did have some extra questions I was going to add into. I did tell you, but I didn't give you any prep time.
Also, we missed the Incredibles. There's a month that's got a montage in it.
Yeah,
that was a good training montage.
That's a good training montage as well. Yeah. To be fair,
Mr. Incredible. Yeah, really good one. Yeah.
All right. So,
okay.
I told crew I have some other random questions, scenarios for them but I didn't give any prep time, so they don't know. The question is, okay, here's a scenario. So, Chantal.
Okay.
You are a 26-year-old playing a 15-year-old. Yeah. You've moved to
wow. High School Musical. Answer is High School Musical.
You've moved to New Town, and the big girl on campus, let's call her Sharika, is giving you shit, beating your ass with martial arts. But then a wise old person takes you under their wing and trains you. Who is that person? Actually, wait, no. I'm gonna add more to it. He takes you under their wing and introduces you to his to their other two masters of that martial art or whatever it is. Who are the three masters that you have to train you to beat Sharika's ass in the next competition?
Okay, we're not going the no retreat, no surrender route. It's not gonna be the ghost of.
Still have questions on why Brucey chose him, but anyway, no, it's not gonna be like.
I have a lot of questions. And they're not cute. So we're leaving that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any. Okay, like I said, I don't care where it is. Don't care if it's a video game, a film, a TV series, a cartoon series. As long as a person exists in that media, it exists. Ghosts do not count. I'm not having it.
Okay. Ghosts do not count. Okay. Ghosts do not count. Oh, I can't. See, the person I think I want, she would go too far, which I think Sarah Connor, I think she might go too far, but I think I like her spirit. I think I want Sarah Connor.
I like her spirit.
She
got moxie.
Yeah, she's got moxie. Because we're all in our booby traps. So that's why I think I'm going to be with Sarah Connor. I'm going to need an assist from Mr. Miyagi.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi, of course.
We're going to need Mr. Miyagi to give some balance to the whole situation as well. And also, he's got them healing herbs. So I'm thinking ahead. Oh, Sam Seed every time.
I knew you were going
to
say Sam Seed.
Have to have Sam Seed. So Sam Seed, Mr. Miyagi, and Sarah Connor.
Okay. So we've got We've got cardio and resistance training. That's Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
We've got meditation and healing, Mr. Miyagi. And weapons as well. And we've got technique, and I like that. I like those three choices.
And also, Mr. Miyagi has the healing herbs. So
he does have healing herbs. He does have healing herbs. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's big man. All right. Okay. You're a 35-year-old playing a 25-year-old, yeah?
the answer is Greece.
Okay. All right.
You can still see my cesarean scars, but I'm chilly.
Okay, same scenario, but your bully is named Tariq. You've been talking to this girl for too much because you know how charismatic you are. So he beats your eyes with a cobra fives.
Can't say the cobra fives.
Corporate reasons.
Yeah, cobra fives like Johnny Four.
And a culturally authentic Benjamin. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, big man, who are your three masters that take you under their wing and train you in the arts?
Top of my head, I would... exactly, not sound good, but anyway, sort it. I would go with Ryu from Street Fighter to teach me. Well, first... Yeah,
you'll
be right.
He is a master in his art, to be fair.
He's a master in his art.
Especially in part six, definitely. Yeah. Ryu, definitely.
Now, after listening to Sissy shout out with Sarah Connor, which, to be fair, you can't go wrong.
Can't really.
But I would... Same level, but I would go Ripley, Aliens.
Damn right. Military trained, baby.
Yeah.
And officer first class. Uh-huh.
And third... You have to go a little bit cold. You have to go a little bit dark. Just so they remember who you are.
Jesus.
I have to go with Bison, my guy. I have to. Sorry.
This school is dead. This school is dead.
That's your megalomania. Okay, you're literally megalomania at being trained by megalomania. Like
to be fair, bruv, you knew what you asked him. Because I'm like, it's only going to be megalomania.
Okay, so
Thanos, it's like, what? Galactus, like, what?
This is legitly, that's not taking revenge, it's scorched earth. That's just, okay, well, you made a choice, cool. Okay, scorched earth it is, big man.
What's yours?
Okay.
So you are new to a town, you are a 40-year-old playing a 17-year-old.
Yes!
You are new to the school, and for some reason these people just won't leave you the hell alone. You've just signed up to a martial arts tournament. School boys don't like you. They put you in a shower outfit and beat you up for some unknown reason.
Why did you put me in a shower outfit?
I don't know, they just did. And... They're not quite racist, but they might be getting there. So
I inspire them. Yes,
they're kind of getting there. They haven't left bananas in your locker. They're getting there. So, who do you pick? Who are your three to help you?
All right. Okay. All right. First, there's a film with Frank Grillo called Boss Level.
Thank you.
If you haven't watched Boss Level, check it out. It's a fucking awesome film. Big film.
Yeah.
All right. He got training by a master played by Michelle Yao called Dai Feng in the Art of Sword. She's one of my masters right there, because one is Michelle Yao, so she's definitely gonna be training me.
Amen.
Number two, the master of Kung Fu himself, Shang-Chi.
Wow. Okay, yeah, still balanced. They're still alive. This is good.
Okay. Uh-huh. And last but not least, I need Jackie Chan in my life.
Of course.
I'm going to get this Karate Kid version, Mr. Han, as my mentor.
Nice. I like that.
And that ties in right back into why I like Never Say Never by Justin Bieber, because that song played quite heavily in that film and it made me like it. That's why I like that song.
That is a neat little bow that you put on there. That was chef's kiss right there. And that's how you get from there to there. Look at that.
Boom. All right.
Nice.
Now we can end it there.
That was nice. I like that. That was a good little journey. Mm. Oh my. It's so funny how many how many fight sequences I like, but they don't have training montages.
Mm.
So yeah, but really, that's a damn good strong question there, bruv. Huh. A big man. It's inspired with a dirty dancing choice. I did not see that coming. I
did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming at all. That was inspired. Well done. Thank you very much for listening. Bringing you some light in these dark times. Thank you very much for your ears. If you would like to get in contact with us, and hey, you know what? If you listened, go to why don't you share and tag us about some of your favorite training montages, from dancing to anime to anything else in between. I would love to see some. Because we got a really good response when we talked about underrated scenes, bruv. There were some I forgot. So yeah, you can check out on Instagram at messed up pod, and yeah, just at us so we can see them. And you can also email us at centuriesavengers@gmail.com. I think we're on Twex at
and messed up and messed. Twex.
Yeah, we're at Twex. I think it's messed up pod, I think it is. And yeah, big man, what are your socials?
No problem, thank you. There, I can be found on the gram at Mr. _.
Every episode, I swear, it's almost every single episode.
Look, Mr. _ Roberts_V.
Okay. Cue cards. Big man cue cards.
43782. How about you, bro?
You can find me on YouTube on the Instant Classic _KB. You can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram under Instant Classic _Gaming.
Amazing. Cue cards for big man next time. Going for this every time.
God, it's my cow within me.
That's another episode. Thank you very much for your time, your ears, and your energy, and we will see you later.
Take it easy.
Never say never. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the Centuries Avengers, edited by yours truly, Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Fox Tree Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com